You're listening to the audio production of The Finishing Touch, Becoming God's Masterpiece, a daily devotion by Charles R. Swindoll, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wayne Campbell.
Introduction. We hear a great deal today about motivation, goal setting, and developing a game plan. Much of what we read and hear is insightful and needed, and we all know that getting off the dime is often a Herculean task. Starting well is plan A, no doubt about it. But what we don't hear much about is finishing well, about sticking with something until it is done, about hanging tough when the excitement wanes and the crowd goes home and the fun fades, about being just as determined 8 minutes into the fourth quarter as at the kickoff, when all that keeps us going is discipline and guts. As Eugene Peterson has remarked, our attention spans have been conditioned by 30-second commercials. Our sense of reality has been flattened by 30-page abridgments. In our culture, anything, even news about God, can be sold if it is packaged freshly. But when it loses its novelty, it goes on the garbage heap. There is a great market for religious experience in our world. There is little enthusiasm for the patient acquisition of virtue, little inclination to sign up for a long apprenticeship in what earlier generations of Christians called holiness. Our generation toys dangerously with an "I'm getting tired, so let's just quit" mentality. And this is not limited to the spiritual realm. Dieting is a discipline, so we stay fat. Finishing school is a hassle, so we bail out. Cultivating a close relationship is painful, so we back off. Working through conflicts in a marriage is a tiring struggle, so we walk away. Sticking with an occupation is tough, so we change jobs. The "let's just quit" mentality is upon us. Ignacy Jan Paderewski, the famous Polish pianist and statesman, was once scheduled to perform at a great concert hall in America. It was a black-tie affair, a high-society extravaganza. Present in the audience that evening was a woman who had brought her 9-year-old son, hoping that he would be encouraged to practice the piano if he could just hear the great Paderewski at the keyboard. Weary of waiting for the concert to begin, and being there against his wishes anyway, the lad squirmed restlessly in his seat. Then, as his mother turned to talk with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?